Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Welcome to r/smut, where we find the spiciest stories that Reddit has to offer and read it to you, horny little rats. It's time to r/smutup and listen.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Riley.
And we're back with more Reddit erotica.
Erotica, erotica, yeah!
Wow. A little backup vocal. I love it.
Every episode, I'm trying to do just a little something fun for the people.
And this week, this episode is for everybody. So if you're listening to this on any of your regular podcasting platforms, head on over to Patreon.
Yeah, pages.
Yeah, we do this every week.
Yeah, we do. Every week.
Patreon.com/smutupandlisten. Check it out.
Go there. Right now. Pull up your Safari on your phone. Type it in.
And this first one is from GTO_68, and it's called Workplace Stroll. And the tags are male 30, exhibitionist, anal sex, solo. And I am intrigued how one has solo anal sex. A dildo, perhaps? I don't know. During COVID, around 60% of the building I worked at was completely empty. The bosses asked for volunteers to help night shift. I was the only one to sign up. Admittedly, I was utterly bored, checking offices, storage rooms, and whole damn floors. Company cutbacks made it possible for security systems to no longer be operational, so one man checking 13 floors was the alternative. I was telling my girlfriend about it when she got that devilish smile again. I knew I was in trouble. So you're the only one who walks a dozen floors? Yes. How long does it take to search it all? Well, if you factor in all the ballpark estimates, sweetie, 13 floors, about 2 hours. She tells me to give her a day or to make a plan. Like clockwork over dinner, she tells me her plan. So you have a 2-hour window and no security cameras are operating. What you're gonna do is start your normal business routine, and when you do, call me. I didn't think too much about it when I agreed and went to work a couple days later, so I clocked in around 10 p.m. and called my girlfriend around 11:30 p.m. when I start my sweep. Hey babe, I'm starting now, so what is it you want me to do? Send me a selfie. I want to see how empty it is. So I send a selfie and a quick video of the empty office floor. Wow, that's perfect. You remember the hotel last month? Yeah, what are you thinking? Well, you're an exhibitionist, right? You have 2 hours to do whatever I tell you. Now strip.
Wait, girl. This is the same people from the story from earlier.
Is it?
Is it?
I don't know. The multiverse.
Because I feel like it sounds very reminiscent.
It is. It is. It's the same people. Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh. We've reached the multiverse.
Crazy, crazy.
This idea got me immediately erect, and then I start on my buckle at the same time she hung up. Before I could put my phone down, it rang. She wants to FaceTime. What did you think I was gonna tell you to strip and not watch? You're my slave and I love to watch you squirm. I swear, being in a femdom relationship is wild, so I do as I'm told and strip. I could tell she enjoyed the show, even though I didn't know how to strip sexy. She smiled and started playing with herself. I waited for her next instruction eagerly and erect. Good boy, you can play with yourself. She finishes up and wishes me a good night and tells me she's expecting videos and pictures of my night. So there I was, totally nude and able to go anywhere in this multi-story building. I went for a stroll through the offices until I found an executive office. Lovely room, leather chair, and couch. I could tell in the barely lit room that it was alligator skin. I did what I thought was a good idea. A quick photo session and a couple poses on the couch and at the desk. That's when I noticed something on the desk. A curiously shaped bottle of lotion, and it was nearly empty. Best of all, it was about the same size as my mistress's 9-inch strap-on. Tonight is definitely gonna be fun.
Oh, he's gonna stick that bottle up his ass.
We know he likes it. So I'm strutting around, stroking slowly and enjoying the silence. I pop open the bottle and apply some to my ass, looking for a new room when I realize it was on another floor. So I take the stairs, and still peeking around corners, I find the conference room. Beautiful room. Lush carpet, sturdy table, and the best part is the windows. Floor-to-ceiling windows across the whole room. Great view of the city at night. I climb on the table and start to play with myself, and the cool air on my skin is exhilarating. I grab the lotion and add a bit more to my cock, having to make this last. Then I spit on the the bottle, sliding it behind my back, feeling it press up to my asshole. I almost forgot to record the session. I set up the phone, hit record, and that's when I had the idea of making this more difficult. Why would you want this to be more difficult?
Yeah, I mean, you're by yourself. I don't...
Who are you trying to impress? I have the camera, about to do the action. All I need is some lights. I flick the switch and hop on the table and start the show. Slipping the bottle in was difficult, but once it was in, I started writing it like a whore. My mistress would be so proud. That bottle was hitting my prostate hard the whole time my eyes were closed, so I said, fuck it. I switched positions and opened my eyes. My heart was going wild. I was sweating, and then I noticed that I was close. I started hopping on it, going deeper and deeper, when suddenly I started coming all over the table. The orgasm was so intense, I nearly let the bottle slip a little too deep into my ass. I was able to get it out without too much trouble and made my way to the other offices. He's just gonna come on everyone's desk.
He says, ah, got you guys.
On my way to the next office, I made a pit stop at the vending machine, and a moment later, I was ready to go again. I found my way to a creepy storage room with some interesting mannequins. We apparently had a shipment that were anatomically correct. They were impressive, and I had another idea. Grab some wet wipes and hand sanitizer. Well, a little bit of spit and lotion as I pressed against it. These are pretty impressive statues, and they must have cost a fortune, and the cock on this thing was like a glove. I didn't finish out of fear of breaking it, but the photos were spectacular.
Oh my goodness.
What do you need an anatomically correct mannequin for? Are those real?
I don't think I've ever seen one. Yeah, but what would you need it for?
And it has to be like a hard dick if he's putting it in his ass.
Maybe a sex store.
Maybe. We don't know where he works, but it's like multi-stories.
What kind of place is this?
By now, I should be wrapping up, and I've made my way through some of the floors. I hopped in the elevator, back up to grab my clothes and clean up. Being covered in sweat and cum is a bit odd. So I get in the elevator, press the button for my floor, and suddenly I start to go down. I'm having a heart attack now, completely nude, lotion bottle, covered in my own cum, at my job, and when the door opens, I'm gonna be caught and fired. The door dings and opens to the main lobby. I wait for the inevitable, but nothing happens. The damn elevators all came to the lobby for a system reboot. I just have to wait 3 minutes and I can get upstairs where I'm safe. My heart is pounding in my ears. The room feels like it's spinning. All I can do is hope I don't get caught by my coworkers. 30 seconds in, I figure, what the hell? If I get caught, I'm fucked anyway. So I set up my phone and start fucking myself again with the last of the lotion. I went wild. The thrill of definitely getting caught made me come hard. I nearly crushed the bottle. And no sooner than I finished, the doors closed.
Wild man.
He's committed. The write-up was fast, but I laughed the whole way. Dozens of photos and almost a dozen videos. My mistress was going to be pleased. I found my things and cleaned up, grabbed another drink, and made my way to the elevator. The same one opened, my cum still on the wall dripping slowly. I figured fuck it and licked it up off the walls with one video, and 2 pictures later, I was back to work and clocked out for lunch. What a shift.
What a shift. That is ballsy. I don't think I could, like, get myself to do that.
No, but his mistress will be very proud. If we learned anything about her from the last episode, she's, like, a supportive mistress, and I love that.
Also, she, like, wants him to have fun at work. She's like, ooh, no cameras.
If you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
They do say that. All right. This next one comes from apprehensive_dog3309. The title is Made the Nerdy Guy Cheat for the First Time. The tags are male 21, female 20, cheating, unprotected, pussy, blowjob.
Wow.
You made him cheat. A couple weeks ago, I was at a party that was pretty much a mix of every type of person. It was really fun to see that people were mixing with everyone, not just with their friends. The DJ was really good, and you could tell what he wanted because every song was the whole twerk type. And every girl fell for it. Everywhere you looked, it was girls twerking on guys. The ratio of men and women was like 70 to 30 in the woman's favor. So you could say that almost all the guys got some sort of attention from the girls. When I was dancing, I noticed this guy who was just leaning against the wall, watching it all happen, but not really getting involved. He was so cute. Oh my god. But you could tell it just wasn't his type. I don't know how I know, but sometimes you could just tell he wasn't into the whole wild type of girls like me. I went up to him and asked him why he wasn't dancing, and he replied saying that it wasn't his type of music and that his girlfriend wouldn't want him dancing to these types of songs. He was so right swell. Props to him for mentioning his girlfriend in the first sentence.
I told him that we could just be friends and get a couple drinks together from the kitchen. He hesitated at first, but then gave in. After a couple drinks, he opened up a lot more. He undone his big-ass jacket, and you could tell most of the girls were a little shocked because he was genuinely so muscular, too. You wouldn't be able to tell since he wore super baggy clothes, and also the fact that he has a super nerdy face and was still wearing braces even though he was 21. We got to know each other a lot, and that's when he stopped talking about his girlfriend.
Oh my god, you're the worst. Shut up, girl. Worst type of girl. If this kind of girl's you, you're a bitch.
Yeah, yeah. I said it. Yeah, I said it.
With her whole chest, too.
You hear that?
That was her chest.
Yeah. I'll fight you.
I asked him if he wanted to talk privately in one of the bedrooms upstairs, and he was down. We laughed and joked around. I could tell he was a little on edge, so I thought to calm him down. I sat on his lap, wrapped my arms around his neck, and gave him a kiss.
Bitch.
He hesitated just a little, but then gave in. We made out for a couple minutes, my hands running all over him, feeling his abs underneath his t-shirt. I could feel something poking my ass. He was definitely hard and definitely bigger than average, too. He squeezed my ass with both of his huge hands, and I kept grinding back and forth over his jeans. He was getting harder. I couldn't wait, so I took off his pants and decided to go down on him. He was uncut, if you know what I mean, and that was a first for me. But it was hot blowing him. Oh, he had a sleeve.
He had a little turtleneck.
It's okay. Some of them have turtlenecks. If you got it, you got it. He leaned back and enjoyed every moment of it. His phone rang. He picked up saying, "Yes, babe, everything is good. How long are you going to be?" With a huge smile on his face. Ugh, I could tell that was his girl. I don't know. Him enjoying the whole cheating part just turned me on even more.
Ew.
Nasty girl.
Nasty. They kept speaking for a little longer, even when he was bending me over and I was feeling his girth. Dick slid in slowly inside me. He kept fucking me while speaking to her, telling her that he was just running up the stairs and out of breath. He put the phone down and said, "We have 5 minutes until she's here." He pounded me so fucking hard in those 5 minutes, even though it lasted more like 10 minutes. He came deep inside of me. I told him to anyways. I can't control it when I'm horny, lol. We cleaned up and went down separately. I saw him hug and kiss her as they left. Ugh. I don't know why cheating turns me on so fucking much. I could tell he has cheated in the past, but maybe not with her, hence the hesitation.
I hate both of these people.
Yeah, fuck you guys. You guys suck.
This one is from Chris Lesure 2463. And the title is Accidentally Exposed. Tags are 5'11", 140, male.
Okay.
Humiliation, gay, exposed. I humiliate myself. I'm a normal looking guy. I stand 5'11 and weigh in about 140 pounds. I keep myself shaved except for the blonde hair on my head and my eyebrows. I find myself turned on by being accidentally exposed to others, especially when caught in compromised situations.
Straight to jail.
One of my favorites is done while wearing sweats. I have removed the elastic from my sweatpants earlier and forego wearing any underwear. Beforehand, I insert my favorite butt plug in my ass and put on my smallest cock cage. I then go find a
only the essentials.
I think everyone does that. I then go find a small fast food place with a few people inside. I walk inside and order food to go. When they hand me my food and drink, I grab one in each hand, letting go of my sweats, and start to walk out. I usually only get a few steps before the sweats drop to my ankles, exposing my caged cock to anyone in front of me. I act surprised as I bend over at the waist, thus exposing my plugged asshole to the counter help.
Oh my god, you are a menace to society.
A true menace to society, yes. I quickly pull up my sweats and exit all the time feeling intense buzz of being exposed. If I'm feeling a bit more adventurous, I might let them fall again, this time not stopping, but running down the street with my sweats hobbling my ankles.
Imagine seeing a guy just running down the street with sweats around his ankles with a butt plug in and his a cock cage on.
I can't even imagine that.
Just running out of a McDonald's.
And I guess that's fairly harmless.
No, that's very harmful. That's horrible. Yeah,
that's true. You're right. You're right. That's terrible.
He's a flasher.
He is a flasher. What a crazy guy.
You're a criminal, sir.
Sir, I think you need some help.
I'm kink shaming that. That's a crime.
I don't think that's just a kink.
No. And this last one is from OK Modern Old Timer. And it's called A Coworker Flirts With Me, My Girlfriend Confronts Her.
female 20s, female 30s, male 20s, unprotected sex, seduction, caught.
Ooh.
A story from our late 20s. My coworker Hazel, female, mid to late 30s, and I, male, have to go to a seminar for work. We're from different apartments, so we don't work together every day. I know that Hazel is recently divorced and very shy. Due to a planning mistake, we have to travel together in a company car with which she picks me up from home in the early morning. We say goodbye to my girlfriend and drive off. My girlfriend met Hazel recently at a company social, which included partners. When I introduced my girlfriend to Hazel, they exchanged a few words, and we didn't see much of her the rest of that event. My girlfriend later remarked that she got the impression Hazel might have been a little flirty toward me. I have never noticed this, but I'm probably too dense to notice anyway. Hazel and I drive to the seminar, which mainly consists of attending lectures in the mornings and strolling around a large conference hall with market stalls after lunch. Stalls where suppliers try to get us interested in their products. Having been alerted by my girlfriend, I keep my eyes open to see if Hazel does indeed display any flirty behavior toward me. Her clothing looks normal. She's wearing a tight-fitting, almost knee-length dark blue skirt with a short-sleeve, light blue blouse and matching short jacket, hiding most of her slim, diminutive body. High-heeled, knee-high black leather boots cover most of her legs. The top buttons of her blouse are loose, revealing just a tiny bit of a crimson bra. She wears her hair in a thick, messy bun with hair grips at the base. I have to say, shy as she is, she looks incredibly hot today.
Shut up.
Keep your eyes off Hazel.
Don't ever say that again.
The trip to the seminar is uneventful, apart from one instance when Hazel's hand, while shifting gears, slips off the gear lever knob and brushes my knee. In an unfamiliar car, it can happen. The only other thing I notice, her skirt has a tendency to ride up when she's sitting. When we get out of the car, she removes her hair grips, ostentatiously brushes her hair, and ties it into a ponytail. She's really showing off with her beautiful long hair, her movements somewhat sensual and enticing, perhaps. The first lecture is quite boring, so we're glad when it's over, and I go to get us some drinks while she uses the restroom. When I hand her a cup of coffee, I notice her hand touching mine just a little bit longer than necessary. Could be my overworked imagination, since I have to admit, finding shy, unobtrusive Hazel more interesting than before. She also wears her long hair loose now, which looks really good on her. During the second lecture, I notice more buttons on her blouse are undone, giving me a revealing view of the top half of her breasts. Could it be that my girlfriend is right, or is this just a mishap in the restroom while she was freshening up after the first lecture? No, your girlfriend's right.
Yep.
From what I can see, her breasts are average size, firm and perky. It's mildly distracting and infinitely more stimulating than this second lecture. It's now lunchtime, so we get our lunch from the counter, and Hazel finds us a free, secluded corner table. We enjoy our lunch, and she tells me about her divorce and the unhappy single life she's living. She asks about my life and my girlfriend, nothing untoward. Nearing the end of the lunch break, she leans forward, giving me an unobstructed view of her breasts inside the blouse, and that's when I realize she's no longer wearing the crimson bra. She must have taken it off during the coffee break, hence the extra loose buttons.
Hazel.
Yeah, Hazel, you suck if you're asking about his girlfriend and then flashing some titties.
Yeah.
I guess that means she did this on purpose. She gently strokes my arm, thanking me for listening to her. Her touch makes my arm feel as if it's on fire. I get goosebumps all over. She definitely turns me on now. I hope his girlfriend beats both their asses.
Beat him.
I take both her hands in mine and look her straight in the eyes. I don't mean to offend you, but are you perhaps flirting with me? She nods. You know I'm in a relationship. She nods again and answers, I know. I don't want to cause you any trouble. It's just that I feel comfortable with you. I miss intimacy. I'm so sorry. I guess I got carried away. She looks a bit sad, so I smile and tell her not to worry. Oh my god. Get on Tinder.
What the fuck?
I try to distract her, to cheer her up, maybe. By the way, what happened to your bra? She blushes and admits she took it off. Not to tempt me, but because it was too tight. Now it's in her shoulder bag. Is it a matching set with your panties? She nods again.
Why would you ask that?
Yeah, I'm gonna punch you. If your girlfriend doesn't come and punch you, I'm gonna find you and I'm gonna punch you.
Yeah.
And they're not too tight? Don't you think your bra might feel lonely sitting alone in your bag? She looks at me, puzzled at first, then her eyes light up in amazement. No harm in a little flirting, don't you agree? Just to enjoy the feeling? No, there's harm. There is harm.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
She nods and lets go of my hands, reaching under the table. After some wriggling and shifting, she shows me her crimson panties and puts them in her shoulder bag, shyly looking down, but now with a mischievous smirk on her face. To alleviate the tension, I suggest we tour the conference hall and the market stalls. Walking next to this beautiful woman, knowing that she has no underwear beneath her clothes, is an immense turn-on for me. Would she enjoy this as much as I do? After a while, I check with her if she feels comfortable, which she confirms with a silent smile. She loosens another button on her blouse, probably the last before her nipples will show, then takes my hand and places it low on her hip.
very low. I can't resist softly pinching her. We continue until we finish our tour with a bag filled with folders and brochures. Mission accomplished. Before driving back, we go for a drink. We have to wait in line. Standing behind her, I place my hands on her hips and slowly slide them down, teasingly caressing her ass. She responds by taking a step backward to press her body against mine. I feel my tension rise, and Hazel must certainly feel something else rising against her ass. She leans her head backward and gives me a peck on the cheek. Just flirting, she says, and squeezes my crotch really hard. I can appreciate that. No, you have crossed the line.
Oh my god.
We enjoy our drinks sitting opposite each other, her skirt rode up again, Hazel teasing me by parting her legs just a little bit, giving me a view of her hairy pussy. I teasingly compliment her on her beautiful hair trim. I see she gets it because she blushes. You want a touch? And I nod greedily. Sorry, can't let you, she smirks. Your girlfriend won't like that. If only she knew my kinky girlfriend. On the way back, Hazel drives again. She's very clear that since she's driving, I may not distract her. Sure, that's obvious. She, however, has no such restrictions. One thing is strange, though. Every time she sits down, her skirt rides up further, almost as if it's shrinking. I now have a very arousing view of almost the complete length of her thighs. As soon as we reach the highway and we can quietly cruise along, she takes her right hand from the steering wheel and starts fondling my crotch. I thought so. I can feel you're harboring naughty thoughts. What would your girlfriend think of this? I'm not going to tell Hazel what my girlfriend would think. I even know what my girlfriend would do if she were here right now, and that would certainly exceed Hazel's wildest expectations. Hazel takes my hand and puts it on her warm thigh just against the seam of her skirt. We have to dispel your naughty thoughts. Don't move, not even a finger, she says. You can't distract me now. She moves up her skirt, revealing a tiny bit more. Only teasing, she tells me, because I enjoyed today with you so much more than I anticipated. You may look, but that's it. Your girlfriend won't appreciate more. We will see about that soon. I reach my house, my hand still on her thigh, my eyes enjoying the view of her and my naughty thoughts still very much alive. We straighten our clothes and I invite her in for a drink and to say hi to my girlfriend before she drives home. She agrees and we go inside. Hazel will soon discover what my girlfriend thinks about all this and how she will react. Oh yeah, the girlfriend's in on it.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend clearly did not expect visitors and had a special welcome for me in mind as she meets us coming out of the bedroom stark naked. On seeing Hazel, she gives us a big hug and kisses, then warmly welcomes Hazel, compliments her on her outfit, and offers to take her jacket. And she's just butt-ass naked.
She says, hi, welcome to our home.
Come on in.
I wish I could be like that.
I know.
Hazel looks at my naked girlfriend in complete disarray, so I offer her a seat on the couch. My girlfriend gets us some drinks and tells Hazel she fully understands why she wants to wear her shirt unbuttoned the way she does, as her breasts look amazing without a bra. In her embarrassment, Hazel sits on the couch without remembering to keep her legs together, clearly showing that she's not wearing any panties either. My girlfriend notices. You had a pleasurable day with him? I hope you left something for me. Hazel blushes and stares down, so I reply, Hazel just got out of a nasty divorce, is feeling a bit down and needs some cheering up. We had a nice day and I tried to make sure she was comfortable. Hearing this, my girlfriend sits down next to Hazel, takes Hazel's hand in hers, and softly remarks, I'm so sorry for you. I didn't know you had such a nasty divorce. I meant what I said, though. You look amazing and I sincerely hope you had a nice day. Is there anything I can do to make you feel better? She gives Hazel a firm hug, holding her tight with Hazel softly sobbing on her shoulder. My girlfriend holds her close, stroking her hair until Hazel calms down and starts telling it's not so much the nasty divorce but the loneliness of not having anyone to share her emotions or be intimate with. Today with me, she felt safe to open up and she apologizes to my girlfriend for getting too comfortable and fondling my crotch in the car. My girlfriend tells her it's okay. I know our boundaries. Letting Hazel fondle my crotch gets nowhere near them, and if I haven't overstepped Hazel's boundaries, then everything is fine. Hazel looks better now and hugs my girlfriend, who offers to massage her shoulders to help her relax, suggesting maybe she could do with some caring female attention. Hazel agrees she would really like that, so my girlfriend gets on her knees behind Hazel sitting on the couch and starts rubbing and kneading her neck and shoulders. Hazel visibly relaxes, which doesn't surprise me. I know my girlfriend is very good with her hands. The view of my naked girlfriend massaging Hazel's shoulders makes me aware of my own arousal, but I think for now I'd better just sit and watch. This took a turn.
This really did take a turn. In the beginning I was like, Hazel.
But now I'm like, all right. Well, Hazel's in the wrong, but...
Yeah, because she didn't know.
With Hazel getting more relaxed and comfortable, my girlfriend asks if she'd like a more extended massage, to which she shyly replies, yes. Then will you please unbutton your blouse for me? Hazel fumbles with the remaining buttons and lets my girlfriend remove the blouse. My girlfriend starts to massage Hazel's back and gently extends her area of attention to Hazel's hips in front. I see my girlfriend's hands slide down Hazel's shoulders to softly touch her breasts. Hazel leans back against her. I can see her nipples getting firm while my girlfriend starts slowly stroking her breasts and playing with Hazel's nipples. Hazel closes her eyes and softly begins to moan as my girlfriend continues massaging and caressing her. Does this feel good for you? My girlfriend asks. Hazel replies, please don't stop. After a while, my girlfriend gets up from the couch and makes Hazel lie down on her stomach. She takes off Hazel's boots and starts massaging first her calves, then her thighs, still covered by Hazel's skirt. Hazel's moaning gets more noticeable as she visibly surrenders to my girlfriend's hands, no longer massaging, but gently stroking her thighs higher below her skirt, almost up to her ass. May I take your skirt off? I hear my girlfriend ask. Hazel loosens the zipper and lets my girlfriend remove the last garment covering her. It turns out that shy, unobtrusive Hazel has a beautiful body with a firm ass, slim waist, and gorgeous legs. My girlfriend gently strokes Hazel's buttocks, spreading them slightly, and bends down to slip a hand down between her thighs to caress her pussy. Hazel moans in excitement and turns over, giving us both a splendid view of her perky breasts and neatly trimmed pussy. She grabs my girlfriend's hand and pushes it against her clit. My girlfriend has something else in mind, tells her not to open her eyes, and goes down on her. She softly kisses Hazel's bush, letting her tongue pass over the labia and starts to rhythmically lick along the length of her pussy, sticking her tongue inside and sucking her clit. She said, you thought you were gonna hook up with my boyfriend? No, bitch, you're hooking up with me.
Mm-hmm. It's all me, baby.
She quietly continues, slowly building up the pressure as Hazel's moaning turns to panting and her body starts writhing and shaking. So good, she whispers. Don't stop now. I'm coming, please. Just like that. Go on. Oh, yes. Yes. I can see her body twitching as she reaches her climax with my girlfriend's face glued to Hazel's pussy. It takes a while before she goes limp and collapses on the couch, breathing heavily. My girlfriend lets Hazel enjoy her bliss and gets up to embrace her. They kiss and hold each other until Hazel is capable of thinking clearly again. I've just watched my girlfriend have sex with my coworker after a long day of her flirting with me, and I enjoyed it. I know my girlfriend and I will have our moment together. Hazel looks happy and relaxed now. I wonder how she will feel tonight at home, reliving this day in her mind. My girlfriend thinks Hazel shouldn't drive home tonight. She can sleep with us if she likes, and tomorrow morning, Hazel and I can go to work from here. Hazel is happy to accept this invitation, and it's not too long before we lie naked in our bed, my girlfriend spooning Hazel from behind, holding her in her arms. I cuddle up against my girlfriend's back with my arms extended across both women. We're not ready for sleep yet. Hazel seems completely at ease with us now, so my girlfriend asks if she would mind us having sex in her presence. Hazel tells us to enjoy ourselves, so my girlfriend reaches for my cock and starts stroking me with one hand, the other still holding Hazel. Once fully aroused, she takes me inside and I start fucking my girlfriend from behind as she again embraces Hazel and silently enjoys the fuck. She must still be aroused from eating out Hazel earlier because it isn't taking long for her to reach a powerful, convulsing climax, clenching Hazel as she orgasms. I feel like this is just a huge power move, and I love it.
This is a great story. Great.
It is. Hazel presses her ass tightly against my girlfriend's body and enjoys it with her. She then asks my girlfriend for a very special favor. She's always loved the feel of a pulsating cock stretching her pussy, filling her with big spurts of warm cum. She has not had this pleasure since long before her divorce. Would we perhaps be okay with me doing this for her? My girlfriend is more than kinky enough to oblige, so they switch places. Do I agree? Yes, of course. If they're happy, I'm happy.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I can do that. I ask Hazel what she wants, and she prefers slow and quiet, so I gently penetrate her from behind while she wraps her arms around my girlfriend. Her pussy's already dripping as she lets me slide in. While I slowly start moving inside of her, I notice that she's rubbing my girlfriend's pussy, my kinky girlfriend. Always game when it's about sex.
His girlfriend is like, I'm always getting me some. I feel like she's the one calling the shots, you know?
She's like, as long as I'm involved, whatever.
We're all friends.
As long as I get my nut.
Yeah.
I check with Hazel if what I'm doing is right for her, which she confirms. As I continue slowly fucking her with a combination of short, shallow strokes and long, deep strokes, her breathing quickens and she starts moaning softly. Meanwhile, Hazel, rubbing my girlfriend's clit, quickly takes her over the edge again. My girlfriend orgasms in a glorious mixture of spasms and vocal noise, after which she snugly cuddles in Hazel's arms. I feel my orgasm building up, and judging by Hazel's quickened breathing and loud moaning, she must also be getting near. As her moaning suddenly goes crescendo, I have to just let go, push in deep, and fill her with my warm, sticky cum as she explodes with her own climax. Her pussy convulses as if slurping up my cum, and when it's finally over, the three of us lie panting in each other's arms, exhausted but satisfied. My girlfriend, Hazel, and I kiss and hug before we fall asleep, with Hazel sandwiched between us, our arms wrapped around her. The end.
Beautiful. Wow. That was a good one. In the beginning, I was a little like, oh my gosh, this scandal. But
love it. Love the twist.
Yeah. Well, we hope you liked this episode.
Yeah. Go on over to Patreon. Follow us over there.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at @SmutUpAndListenPodcast and on TikTok at @SmutUpAndListen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.